It's your own fault. Talking about deserving bad things. Today's post looks at some of the phrases we use when bad things happen to people. It appears that we must be very judgmental, since there are many more phrases for saying that a person deserves what happened to them than there are for being sympathetic. If you think that someone caused the bad thing to happen, you could say, "It's your fault," or "It's your own fault," or "You only have yourself to blame." For example, "You've lost your credit card. Well, it's your own fault for keeping it in your coat pocket." "Her brother won't talk to her, but she only has herself to blame. She was so unkind to him." When we think that someone's bad fortune is fair because of their own bad behaviour, we might say that it serves them right, or that they got what they deserved, or that they deserve everything they get. For example, "He was really rude to that customer. It would serve him right if he lost his job." "She can't complain about being banned from the club. She got what she deserved." "The fans insulted him, but after the way he behaved, he deserved everything he got." Using more idiomatic phrases, we could also say that someone gets their comeuppance or their just desserts, or more informally, that they had it coming to them. For example, "She upset a lot of people, but she got her comeuppance in the end." When the judge handed him a 12-year jail sentence, most people thought he'd got his just desserts. "I'm not surprised someone hit him, he had it coming to him." The unsympathetic phrase, "You've made your bed, now lie in it," means that someone should accept the results of their own choices and actions, even if they're unpleasant. For example, "It's tough having four small children, but you've made your bed, now lie in it." Karma, a concept from religions such as Buddhism, is sometimes used in general speech to refer to the idea that a person's actions influence what happens to them. Idiomatic ways of expressing this are, "You reap what you sow," and "What goes around comes around." For example, "He broke his arm, well, that's karma." "None of her children came to the hospital to see her, but I guess you reap what you sow." "You shouldn't be surprised that your colleagues won't support you. What goes around comes around, you know." Of course, you may want to be kinder, in which case you could tell the person concerned that it's not their fault, they're not to blame, or that they don't deserve any of this. The range of kinder options is much smaller, though. Let me know if you can think of any others.